Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. FBI is again probing U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton following an earlier investigation into her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. VOA's Jim Malone has our report.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Russia has failed to win re-election to the UN Human Rights Council, an action seen as a rebuke for the country's military support of the Syrian government. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin played down Moscow's loss. More than 80 human rights organizations have lobbied UN members to vote Russia off the council. This is VOA News. There is a growing sense that by the time Iraqi forces finish regaining control of the key city of Mosul from Islamic State fighters, few, if any, of the terror group's top leaders will be there. Meantime, Iraqi officials contend IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is holed up, along with his lieutenants, somewhere in Mosul. UN Human Rights Organization in the office reports that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by Islamic State militants in their battle for Mosul. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS, also known as ISIL, has abducted nearly 8,000 families or more than 47,000 people and forced them at gunpoint into strategic IS locations.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye's approval ratings have plummeted amid calls for a resignation since revealing she gave drafts of her speech for editing to Choi Soon-sil, who holds no government security clearance or post. Records indicate that Choi also received confidential documents, including files on Japan and North Korea. Park, who has little or more than a year left in office, has apologized and vowed to stay in office. U.S. network security experts say that Chinese hackers recently launched an attack targeting people attending a U.S.-Taiwan defense industry conference in the U.S. state of Virginia. Mark Stokes, executive director of the Project 2049 Institute, said Taiwan's democratic government is a real threat to the legitimacy of Chinese communist government. Taiwan believes Chinese hackers have infiltrating its defense, its foreign affairs, air traffic control, and communication systems, saying the scale has reached quasi-war level. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. You can also get more on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.